Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Jeff Sparks. Jeff, how's it going?
Well, I'm doing well, HJ. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, doing great. I know you must be excited. It must have been some kind of anticipation in the air dropping the project. Let's talk about Love, Life, and Soul. Why a title like that?
Well, the title is Love, Life, Soul, and it's one of those titles. Everybody wants to be loved, and you have to live in this life, and you got a soul, so the music's going to make it do what it do.
Hey, how long did it take you to come up with the title?
It didn't take that long. You know, the music itself really is the defining instrument in throughout all of this, and because of my relationship with God, we make sure that everything is in tune with what has to happen. So to come up with a title, it's pretty simple once you got it all together.
The single, Paradise, has been receiving a lot of airplay. Tell us about Paradise. Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Paradise is one of those things. Don't you want to be in paradise?
Definitely.
Don't you want to kick back and let God tell you, well done, my good and faithful servant? Isn't that what you want to hear?
Hey, definitely. Definitely. When you are a jazz saxophonist, are there any hard days?
Are there any hard days?
Yes.
Well, HJ, come on. We live in this life. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But one thing about it is when you have Christ in your life, you know you're going to win. So, you know, the bad days ain't that bad. You know, so you know it's going to be better. So keep moving.
Jeff, you ever thought about, before you got to where you are now, you ever thought about, is this really for me? Maybe I should try something else.
Oh, yeah. Several times I just wanted to just throw the towel in and just say, forget it. But I always remember when my pastor always says, this music is not about me, Jeff. It's not about me. It's about the people that you bless with the music. So that's what keeps you going. When you hear some of the testimonies that come back, various people, it just gives you, lights the fire and keeps you doing what you do. And so I understand that this music is not about Jeff Sparks. It's about the people who get a chance to listen to it and experience what I do live. So that keeps me going.
When you share a stage with a Dizzy Gillespie, a Bradford Marcellus, does it bring chills down your spine?
Well, yeah, technically, they're giants. Izzy was a giant, still is a giant. You know, his music lives forever. And Bradford, I mean, these are giants. These guys are, they're very sound in the craft that they practice. And, I'm in awe, but at the same time, I also remember I'm not into this for any kind of competition or any name recognition. I'm into it in the position of making sure people enjoy when they come out and they spend their hard $35 or $45 to see some one of us in live in concert. I want to make sure that they enjoy themselves. And so it's not about Jeff Sparks. It's about me blessing you so you have a great time, no matter if it's in a church service or if it's at an outside festival.
Being that this is your first studio album, who are you trying to reach?
Anybody that'll listen. I really just try to make sure that no matter, like I said, no matter whether I'm at the church or I'm at an outside festival, saved or unsaved, I want people to be able to identify with the sounds of music that brings a calming peace over your life. So if you're having one of those hectic days, the music will soothe you. So anyone that has a willing ear to listen to Jeff Sparks.
Being a Berklee College graduate, how important is that, or how important is it to take that training to the world?
Well, the training part, I was blessed to be at the school at a time when a lot of what I consider the greats of my time were there. The Cyrus Chestnuts, the Bradford Marcellus, Greg Osbys, and the list goes on and on. I had that experience to draw on, all the many talents that these people had, and it was great to be there at that time. But to bring it to today's time, I just try to use everything that I've learned, be it at that school or just be it from the time growing up around my parents, to be able to do what I do on stage and bless people. That's all I can say about school. School's a good thing, and you need to go. But at the end of the day, you know, it's what you do for Christ that really matters. So
let's break the project down.
Okay.
Love. What does that mean to Jeff Sparks?